Thanks to Senator Al Simpson, Senate Democrats formed up a task force to change the Supreme Court nomination process. Trouble is, they forgot to put a single Republican on it. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, after the Thomas hearings, Congress does need to take a more serious look at itself. We need to come up with a better way to perform advise and consent on appointments sent us by the president. With all that in mind, Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell created a new task force to review the confirmation process, a step in the right direction. Even you were appointed to it, Ted, along with every committee chairman in the Senate. Problem is, you partisan Democrats failed to put a single Republican on this important task force. Ted, the process needs reform, but it won't get to first base if your solution is to slam the door right in our mush. That arrogance is what created this mess. What were you thinking?
Cut it out, Al. Create your own task force. Republicans aren't shrinking violets. You've got plenty of right-wing megaphones to make your voices heard. President Bush has already made his own suggestions for reform. You're free to do the same. Most nominees go through the Senate confirmation process with no controversy. Supreme Court nominees are different. They get real scrutiny because of their importance. They're lifetime appointees. True, controversies have been more intense in recent years, largely because of the Reagan and Bush administration's ideological bias. They're trying to tilt the balance of the court, stack it with right-wing judges. George Bush's court-packing plan is just as alarming as Franklin Roosevelt's court-packing plan in the 1930s. Perhaps we can find ways to make the process less contentious. But as Oliver Wendell Holmes said, the Supreme Court is a quiet place, the quiet at the center of the storm. It's likely to stay that way, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on assault weapons. Why aren't they banned? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.